pensioner has been convicted of terrorism after causing rail crashes intended to resemble jihadist attacks. A supporter of the Freedom and Direct Democracy Party, he said his aim was to spark resistance and ensure the horror of Muslim migrants never reached the Czech Republic. A phone recording played at the regional court in Prague captured Jaromír Balda saying that he would go after migrants, whom he compared to rats. "It's us or them," he said on the line to a local representative of the anti-migrant Freedom and Direct Democracy, a party to which he has made financial contributions. Months earlier, in summer 2017, Mr. Balda had caused two train crashes in East Bohemia after felling trees by the tracks. Fortunately, there were no deaths or injuries. In both cases, the pensioner, who is now 71, left leaflets at the scene purporting to be from Islamic terrorists and bearing the words Allahu Akbar, God is great, in Arabic. These were intended to spark resistance to Muslim migrants, whom he referred to in court as a horror. On Monday morning, judges found Mr. Balda guilty of terrorism and sentenced him to 4 years in jail and outpatient psychiatric care. He's stood to receive between 5 and 15 years, but the sentence was reduced in view of his age and diminished sanity. Former Czech military intelligence chief Andor Šandor says the fault doesn't lie with Mr. Balda alone.
It seems to me that this is a case of a personal tragedy of a pensioner who was confused by both politicians and the media in this country, because the less we have the migrants, particularly from the Muslim countries, the more aggressive we are against them. We have nearly zero of these people coming to our country, but the particular part of the nation is full of hatred towards them. And he committed a crime, there's no doubt about that. He threatened the trains on their way, but I wouldn't call him a terrorist.
Terrorism convictions are extremely rare in the Czech Republic. One man was jailed on terror charges for sending threatening emails to a politician, while another is behind bars for attempting to join Islamic State in Syria. Mr. Šandor says the Czech cases to date may not tally with common understandings of the term terrorism.
This is not exactly that could be compared with what happened in UK, in Manchester, what happened in France, what happened in Germany. It is something different.
Do you think then the Czechs have little reason to fear terrorism?
We're not definitely the most threatened country by Islamist terrorism. But on the other hand, we can see that we have one or two cases of our own citizens who have nothing to do with Muslims, who have never been to Muslim countries, who are not even Muslims themselves.
And I was speaking there to Andor Šandor.